Hi, welcome to Sleep Well's podcast. I am your host, Shannon Glenn. Today I have a pretty special episode for you. I got to sit down with my daughter. Our daughter, Reagan, is 13 years old and one awesome kid. And she sat down with me today and we talked sleep. And she talked about why she cares about it, which of course made my heart sing. But also is the reason many of us are wanting our children to sleep better so that they, as they age and grow, they can continue to care about their sleep and have healthy sleep habits. So I hope you enjoy. Hi, Reagan.
Hi, Mom.
It's so nice to have you join me here tonight. You know, if I had thought 13 years ago when you were born, or more like 12 and a half years ago when sleep really became a thing, if I had thought that I'd be sitting here with you recording a podcast talking about your sleep, I would have said, no way. I could actually ever teach you how to care about sleep. I didn't think it was possible, but here we are. And Reagan, do you like sleep?
I absolutely love it. I think it plays a humongous role in my entire life.
Well, of course, you know that I'm going to agree with you on that and say that, yes, I think it is. But one thing that I have told many people when they ask me about what has brought me to caring about sleep so much as a person, but also as a parent, I say, well, I have a daughter who is 13. And if you met her, you would never know that as a baby, she really struggled to sleep. And, you know, there were times when I didn't know if I would ever teach you how to sleep well or if you would ever like sleep. So for you to say that you love to sleep, it makes me so happy. So Reagan, tell us why sleep is important to you. And there's no pressure with your mom sitting right here next to you.
I feel like sleep, I already said this, but definitely plays a big role in my life. And if I don't get enough sleep at night, I just don't feel like myself and I don't feel like the best version of myself. And so sleep is important because every day needs to be, in my opinion, my best day. And in order for it to be my best day, I need to get a good night of sleep and to get enough sleep.
And so when you say that you need to get a good night of sleep, like what time do you typically like to be in bed?
So I like to be in bed by like 9, but I am a bookworm and I love to read. So 9 is kind of stretching it, probably more like 9:15.
Okay. And so 9:15, and then how long would you say most nights it's taking you to fall asleep?
Kind of depends. I am a swimmer and I have swim practices 3 days a week. Nights that I have swim practice, I fall asleep like that. It's so nice and easy to fall asleep. So on swim nights, I definitely sleep way like harder and deeper, and I fall asleep way faster. But on nights that I do not have swim practice, it kind of takes me a while to fall asleep.
One thing that I have noticed is on nights that you swim, you're definitely more tired, which would make sense. Swimming is a really tiring activity for sure. That really makes your body feel nice and relaxed and helps promote good sleep. But something else that I've noticed with you in regards to swimming, Reagan is on a swim team, is that when you have meets, it is really important for you to get a good night of sleep. So tell me what you think sleep does for you when it comes to your athletic events with swimming or volleyball or track.
Okay, so in regards to swim meets are usually very early in the morning, and I like to get enough sleep so that morning I don't feel groggy or tired, so I feel like my best that day. And for all three, volleyball, swim, and track, I just feel like I am more energized, kind of like ready and prepared to compete and to do my very best in that sport when I get a good night of sleep.
And so one thing that I really appreciate is that you
put a value on your sleep. So not only when you are competing in athletic events and you are making sure that you're sleeping well, you are making sure that you're sleeping well on school nights as well as even weekends. And you're in seventh grade, and something that is popular amongst seventh graders is to have group sleepovers. And so tell us what you think about group sleepovers, Reagan.
Okay, so I have a rule in my mind. I will only go to group sleepovers if they are birthday parties. I strongly dislike them because my friends, when it's only the two of us, just me and my friend, we like to get a lot of sleep. We go to bed at like 10 at the latest when we have a sleepover at my house. And I feel like when we have group sleepovers, everyone is like, oh, who cares? I want to have fun. I'm like, I care. I feel I need enough sleep or else I'm going to feel like crap in the morning. And I, even if it is the weekend, I just stress about it too much. And I just causes too much like stress when it comes to sleep during group sleepovers.
Because you know that when you're not sleep, when you don't get a good night's sleep, you're not feeling well.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. Okay.
And I did not pay you to say how much you love sleep, right, Reagan?
Right, Mom.
So, you know, something that I'm often telling the families, my clients that I work with when they have babies and toddlers and they don't have 13-year-old children, is I'll share with them that the whole goal of them teaching their child to sleep well is to instill healthy sleep habits and make that a priority in their life and something that they can carry forward as they get older. Because of course you can see all the benefits of what sleep is doing and how good it is for you. Tell me something that you see as a positive in school when you get enough sleep.
So I feel like your attitude at school and also like your attention span is definitely at a good level when you get enough sleep. If I do not get a good amount of sleep the night prior to that day of school, I do not feel like I have a good attitude towards school. I don't want to be there. I don't feel like learning. But when I get a good night of sleep and I get the good 9.5 to 10 hours, I feel like I'm happy to be at school. I want to learn. I want to learn the things that my teachers are teaching me. I want to be there.
And amongst your friendship group, do you feel like you can sense when your friends or even your classmates have not slept well?
Definitely. I feel like my friends can be grumpy if they don't get enough sleep. But yes, I can definitely tell if my friends had not gotten a good night's sleep prior to.
And of course, you're always going to hear me say when any kid is having behavior either in your age group or your brother's, who is a few years younger than you, I often will joke and say, well, I'm not joking, but you guys probably all roll your eyes at me by now. But I'll often say they probably didn't get a good night of sleep, but it's probably true, right? Wouldn't you say that's something that you can probably see too? I noticed that you have said like Mondays, especially after like a holiday, can be really hard at school because everybody is super tired and doesn't want to be there and grumpy, probably because they did not sleep well. And I can see it in how some of your classmates are kind and how they're interacting with one another being related to sleep. So obviously, it is something we talk about a lot in our house and something that you have made as a priority as well. I want to shift gears a little bit and I want to ask you what you think about high schools starting their day early before 8:30 a.m., which is what the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends middle schools and high schools start. Thankfully for you, your middle school starts at 8:30. And so we don't have to get you up too early to start the day. But currently, where you will be going to high school, you will be starting before 8 o'clock. What do you think about that?
I feel like that it is manageable, but based on my current sleep schedule and how, like, what time I like to fall asleep, what time I prefer to wake up, I do not feel like that is the kind of, like, optimal time that kind of all high school students would like to wake up, because high school students at their age need a lot of sleep. And they, like, a lot of them stay up really, like, late, and they need to be able to sleep in that morning to have a good school day and to have just a good day in general.
And it could just be the difference of like a half hour. And right now you're not having to experience that. But my guess is that if we don't get the high schools on board to shift their start time later, that you are going to potentially feel the effects of that. So I know that is something that is a priority for me to encourage schools around here. And I know that's something that you and I have spoke about too. So, Reagan, what would be some last words around sleep that you would say to a parent that might be listening to this with a child, or to another person? Just what would you say about sleep in general?
That it is very important in your life, and it is good to have, it's very important in order to have a happy life and to have the, like, the proper, like, attitude and, like, a happy attitude towards just life in general. And it, for parents who have children who don't sleep well, it gets better. And I think that my mom would agree with me on that. And I have grown in my opinion of sleep. And I think, again, it is very important in life, and that it should be one of the most important things when you think about your health.
Well, of course, I'm going to tell you that I agree. So yes, I of course say the same thing. And the silver lining in all of this is that you, Reagan, care about sleep. And that is not something that I was sure was possible when you were a one-year-old boycotting any attempt that I made for you to sleep. So thank you for coming on tonight and joining me in my podcast and conversations on sleep. I love you very much. You are the best.
I love you too.
And I hope for all of you out there, you will sleep well. Hi, Casey. Thanks for joining us. I just did an interview with our 13-year-old daughter, Reagan. And he reminded me of all of the amazing things that is Reagan that are awesome about her and likely related to sleep. So Casey, share with us those.
Well, I kind of feel like I'm on Dax Shepard, Armchair Expert, because that's at least my favorite podcast. Sitting on the stairs outside of Shannon's office here in Idaho, I was listening to these two go back and forth about sleep, and it made me realize Reagan's part in our journey of sleep here, and really how Shannon's now and her team are providing the absolute best sleep help for you parents in the entire country, if not in the world. I won't say so myself. But really, Reagan is a great daughter. She's a tremendous friend when I see her interact with her peers. And, you know, she's a fighter of social justice. I really am proud of the way she sees the world and interacts. And straight A student, overall, just lovely to be around. And I really want to make it clear to all of you who are listening that none of that would be a possibility without Reagan sleeping really, really well. And there are a lot of things that play into it, and I'm obviously a proud parent, as most of you are, but really being able to see your kids to their fullest capacity is not capable without getting them the sleep that they need, which I think is really important. And that's kind of what I heard from outside the office, and I wanted to share with all of you. And super proud of my wife, super proud of my daughter, and I know how much sleep plays into all this. So as a dad, wanted to share my voice. You guys sleep tight.
Thank you, Casey, for joining me. And please tune in next week, same time, same place. There'll be a new episode. Until then, I hope you sleep well.
Wow. It was pretty cool to have my daughter on my podcast with me today. I was just listening back to this and she makes me really proud. She is one really cool kid. So I hope you enjoyed today and I hope that it gives you inspiration if you have a little one that you're trying to help sleep well, that it's worth it. It's worth instilling the value of sleep.